AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A man's in custody after police say he landed on the west lawn of the Capitol in Washington in a gyrocopter. Eyewitness Charlotte Richardson was taking pictures of some students near the Capitol when she heard what she thought was a drone.
As it was coming very fast, it was getting very big, and I realized it was not, in fact, a drone, but a small aircraft. And that's when I got quite concerned because we are in restricted airspace.
It made for a strange sight, a tiny gyrocopter sitting on the west lawn, its rotors slowly spinning. Capitol Police say it landed about a half block from the Capitol itself. They're not identifying the pilot, but a Florida mailman named Doug Hughes took responsibility, saying on a website he was delivering letters to lawmakers to draw attention to campaign finance corruption. The incident prompted street closures and a temporary lockdown at the Capitol Visitor Center as police sent a robotic bomb detector to check out the chopper. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Aaron Hernandez, the former NFL player convicted of killing another football player, is going to prison for life without the possibility of parole. Unidentified jurors say they had different reasons, but agreed that Odin Lloyd's murder met the cruelty test for a first-degree murder conviction.
The shots, there was six of them.
I think that each of us may have had different opinions as to why we reached that conclusion.
Jury members felt even more confident about their decision after the judge told them privately about other allegations of murder against Hernandez, something they weren't told about ahead of time.
We understand why we couldn't know that.
She told us why we couldn't. But had it been presented to us in the beginning? Yeah.
Moderate gains today on Wall Street. This is AP Radio News. Authorities are offering a six-figure reward in an unsolved bombing in Times Square.
7 years and 6 weeks ago, someone apparently rolled up to the Times Square military recruiting station in the middle of the night on a bicycle, dropped off a homemade bomb, and pedaled away. No one has ever been arrested in the blast, but police and the FBI believe they're getting closer.
We've identified some persons of interest, so the investigation's progressing, so we want to keep that momentum going.
Assistant Special Agent Peter Tysis says the FBI recently upped the reward in the case to $115,000. No one was injured in the bombing or the similar middle-of-the-night bombings at the British consulate in 2005 and the Mexican consulate in 2007. Warren Levinson, New York.
A Georgia police chief who said he accidentally shot his ex-wife early on New Year's Day while they slept has been indicted on a misdemeanor reckless conduct charge. The shooting left the woman paralyzed below the waist. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Save big money on your next painting project with Menards. Get a paint that combines gorgeous color and durability. Dutch Boys Platinum Plus is a paint and primer with a protective finish that guards against scuffs, spills, and stains. Get $15 off instantly on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on Dutch Boy and Purdy products. Now through March 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.